If you are a chronic complainer, drama queen, drama king, this is for you. Well, hello, I'm Tamara Taggart of Beyond Hypnosis, and welcome to the Meditation Circle. This week, we are focusing on Reverend Ike's wonderful book. His book is entitled Secrets for Health, Joy, and Prosperity for You. It's a study guide. It's a science of living guide that helps you to move through every moment of life under your terms of choice by keeping the code of the divine source of creation or staying in alignment with everything that is working for your good. You are going to have a happier existence and feel a little bit more control in your life.
Now is the time to unleash the power of your mind and start feeling amazing. Boost your confidence, lose weight, stop smoking, release stress, and more. Visit beyondhypnosis.org and experience how hypnotherapy, merged with light and sound technology, can take you to higher levels of emotional and physical well-being. That's beyondhypnosis.org. We now offer customized virtual sessions, in-office sessions, and hundreds of hypnosis downloads and healing meditation music in our store. Set up to a higher level of your own being. Soothe your soul and start creating a better reality today. BeyondHypnosis.org. Live in the limitless overflow.
In this chapter of Reverend Ike's book, it's chapter 19, and it's entitled How Sweet It Is. And we can definitely attest to you that it is sweet. Life is good. We're going to be talking about gratitude. Gratitude is huge. And gratitude creates miracles in one's life. As I work with clients in my Beyond Hypnosis practice, I find that many of the challenges in life, whether they are health, relationship, finance, whatever it is, even the lack of understanding life purpose, it's generally rooted in a lack of appreciation for what is already good in one's life. And a lot of times people will say, oh gosh, you know, thinking positive, you're not in reality, got your head in the sand, that's not real. It is real. You get to choose. It is your consciousness and the thoughts and the energy and the attitude that you hold is what is going to attract whatever it is that you are holding into your life. And this is real. And so I just invite you to perhaps prove me wrong. Really do this. As we move through this week's exercise, pick up some good tidbits on how you can apply these principles and just really do them. I mean, really live them. Be living them, believing them in every moment of your life, and you will find that things change. And it's simply because you changed your perspective. You know, there's an old saying that I don't know where it came from, but it says that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at, they change. They have to, because your perspective, your consciousness has a lot of power and sway in the material world. You may not always get exactly what you want, but you definitely get what you give your attention to. And I just invite you to really explore that. Whatever ideas you have in your head are what you are going to get in life. Now, this is very important. This is the key to your power. And it's the crux of what we've been speaking to all this time, moving through all these chapters, and what I do in my Beyond Hypnosis practice. This is about empowerment, helping you to recognize that you are the one who creates your world. You are the one that you have been waiting for? What ideas fill your mind? Whatever ideas you have in your head, these are what you are going to get in life. So we want to think about, what is it that we think about most often? Because this is what we are going to demonstrate in our lives. Our thoughts are going to predicate what we say, the actions that we take, the choices that we make. And so it's super important that we take command of the thoughts that we hold in our consciousness. And so it's not about you being afraid of thinking. No, it's about you getting control over what you hold in your mind. We have thoughts. Our minds, our brains are transmitters and receivers of thoughts, of information. And we're constantly doing that. But see, you get to decide what it is that you pay attention to with the most interest. You get to decide which thoughts you pluck from your consciousness, knowing that your consciousness is fertile soil. Don't be like me as a gardener. When I first started gardening, I would plant my seeds, right? And I'd get so attached with all the little seeds that I wouldn't thin the seeds. You see, my carrots would come out small, misshapen, and not at all what I wanted, simply because I became attached to all of the seedlings, even the weak ones. I would decide that they had a right to live too, and that as a gardener, I shouldn't pull them up. I should let them live too. Well, don't be like me. Be a very focused and intentional gardener in the gardener of your mind. Pluck out those thoughts and ideas that no longer serve you, that don't serve you, that don't help you in moving towards your goals of happiness, joy, of abundance, of love, of health, of wealth. Any ideas that get into your mind that are counterproductive, that are negative, pluck them out and replace them and nurture the good thoughts that are going to support you in achieving your goals. That is the key here. You're going to have thoughts, but you don't have to keep repeating them or allowing them to stay in your mind. Continuously pluck them out and replace them with positive thoughts of gratitude, as Reverend Ike is admonishing here, to proclaim how sweet it is in every moment, and to look for the good in everything that shows up, so that we're not festering negativity and painful thoughts and memories, because that's what we're going to get more of, whatever it is that we're holding in consciousness. Yeah. Now let me ask you again here, what is it that you are holding in your head now? What thoughts are dancing in your head at this moment? Just pause and think about that for a second. Is it a negative thought? Is it positive? How does it feel in your body to have that thought? Is it causing you to feel bad or low? Well, it's those thoughts that you want to pluck out of your garden, the garden of your mind. You need to know what is dancing in your head. And you want to always replace those thoughts with sweetness and good dancing in your head. This is when you're going to experience the blessings of life. Quotes to remember. Life meets you like you meet life, Reverend Ike. How sweet it is, Jackie Gleason. The more you begin to appreciate the good that you have, the more good you will have to appreciate. Makes sense. Human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes. William James. And remember, an attitude is a thought that you consistently hold that demonstrates as the way you move in the world, the way you speak to folks, the decisions you make, the perspectives that you hold about things, whether you're filled with gratitude or whether you're filled with angst. Your prevailing and most consistent way of viewing the world and responding to the world, that is your attitude. So we want to definitely elevate our attitude in order to have, to do, to be, and experience the lives that we were meant to live. How sweet it is. What a gift that we have. And so we're going to move into the meditation right after the affirmative mind treatment. I think it'll be a great prep, a great amendment to the soil of your mind as you get ready to plant seeds of what you really want in life. So I'd like you to repeat after me line for line. And really feel this affirmative mind treatment in your heart. Because remember, this affirmative mind treatment, this affirmative prayer, it's not about making God any more God than God is, any more good than God is. It's not a vending machine where you're begging and beseeching. No. This, as with every prayer, is all about preparing the soil of your mind, preparing you so that you're ready to receive that which you desire to demonstrate in a good way in your life and in the world. The affirmative mind treatment. I now enter the theater of my mind and shut the door to the world mind. I open my inner eye and look to the stage of my imagination. Look who's dancing in my head. It's me. I see myself as I want to be. Healthy and whole in body, mind, and spirit. I see myself doing exactly what I want to do. I see myself having exactly what I want to have. I am appreciating all the good things in my life. How sweet it is. thank you, Divine Mother, Father, in me. That fertile field in our minds. We've put in the good nutrition of the compost. We've amended the soil, making sure that it's rich and well-prepared. We've consecrated that space so that we can plant within that soil of our minds the good that we desire to express. And that's all we have time for today. But I invite you to go over to patreon.com/beyondhypnosis in order to partake of the complete meditation and connect there, commune there with us. If you need more help in this process, because no, it ain't easy. It's simple, but it ain't easy. Visit beyondhypnosis.org and you'll see a plethora of discussions and explanations about that on my website. You can also go to Beyond Hypnosis TV and whatever you're doing, just by you listening to me and taking the time out to take in this information, I appreciate you. I dream of wisdom for you and just the blessings and the wonderful things in life. So take good care. And remember, as my grandmother always said, get your head together first. Your ass is definitely going to follow. Until next time.